This program is brought to you by Mobilecast Media, helping customers increase sales and productivity through high-quality online video and podcasting.
John Houghton at Oracle OpenWorld at the Salesforce booth, here with Craig Swinsrud. What's your role at Salesforce?
Thanks. Craig Swinsrud. I'm Vice President of Product Marketing here at Salesforce.com.
Excellent. Now, I just watched a very interesting demo of Salesforce tying in to answer questions via Salesforce, but also using social media. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So our fastest growing application is an app called the Service Cloud, and it's really a modern day offering for customer service. And what it allows companies to do is service customers not only through the traditional channels of support, like a telephone or email or a portal, but it allows them to service customers more and more where they're living today, which is out on the internet, in social communities like Facebook, Twitter, or even allowing them to tap into Google search.
So somebody can ask a question on Twitter and or on Facebook or even complain publicly about something. And so your application allows that to be pulled in as a customer service ticket, so to speak, and then tweet it back out. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So let's talk about Facebook and Twitter separately, because they really have two different models.
Okay.
But for Twitter, we have a technology called Salesforce for Twitter. And what that allows a company to do is set up a dedicated support channel on Twitter where people can actually tweet to the company. So in the demonstration we showcased today, we were talking about Dell. And if anybody has any questions about Dell products or services, they could actually tweet directly to Dell, and then a support agent at Dell could actually service their issue and tweet back to them with the answer. And obviously, this is a very, very public forum, and anybody following that user, or anybody following Dell, or anybody searching for that topic would be able to find the answer.
Well, that's pretty impressive. Now, obviously, Salesforce thinks that Facebook and Twitter have legs in order to be developing this functionality. You think there's a lot of future in these social media applications?
From our perspective, companies have really just begun to tap into the power of these social communities. And the reality is that they're growing very fast. Customers are spending time there, and they're having social interactions. In some cases, those social interactions are private, like within your friends on Facebook. In some cases, they're public, like maybe on the fan page of a company on Facebook or in the Twitter sphere. So in that case, companies are really wondering, well, how do I begin to reach my customers there? How do I begin to service them there? How do I answer their questions? How do I join into that conversation that's already happening on the web, as opposed to just investing where I have historically, which is in my internal IT systems?
So it seems like this would be for a company that's very open and transparent, and probably wouldn't be as good a match for a company that's a little less transparent.
Well, we have companies of all sizes who are using this technology right now, from some of the smallest companies in the world who are really cutting edge and innovative, to some of the largest companies in the world. So you just saw on stage today Michael Dell, and obviously Dell is a huge customer of Salesforce. But the services we were just talking about with Twitter, we have companies like Comcast, like Bank of America, like Seagate, like Starbucks. These are the largest companies in the world that are using our service cloud technology.
With social media, everybody wants to know what's the next thing coming. Do you have anything that you can tell us about what's coming? You know, obviously Twitter and Facebook are here. Anything else coming down the pike?
Well, obviously, I'm sure we have some tricks up our sleeve at Salesforce, but there's nothing I can tell you today. What we're really focused on right now is this hottest area of our business, which is customer service, and how do companies service customers out on the internet, right? It started with Google search, and then it extended into social communities. Facebook was next, and now we've most recently released our Twitter technology, which is live for all Salesforce customers. It's available on our AppExchange.
With the change with the economy, with the downturn, customers are really focusing on ROI. What do you think, in general, people are getting a big bang for the buck in terms of marketing spend, and what has sort of fallen off?
Well, the reason our customer service application is so popular right now is because companies of all sizes are really focused in this economy on keeping the customers that they've already got. And so how are they going to do that? The world has changed. Customer service has changed. Customer service now happens on the internet, and how are they doing that? So it's not just a fad, meaning social media, social networking is not just a fad that companies are looking to tap into. It's really a paradigm shift in the world of customer service, and it's a world where customers want to invest in right now because they want to tap into their customers, they want to reach their customers, they want to service their customers so that they can keep them in this economy.
Well, that's excellent. I'm here with Craig Swinsrud of Salesforce.com at OpenWorld. Thanks so much, Craig.
Absolutely. Thank you.